The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews muttered about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them and said, "Stop murmuring amongst yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It was written in the prophets, 'They shall be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
This is the true bread from heaven. This is Jesus. John chapter 6 is always a great lesson of patient learning, because Jesus is gradually revealing the truth of who he is to us, that he is the bread of life, that the bread he will give is his flesh, that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood so that we can have life, and that whoever eats the flesh and blood of Jesus will live forever. It's this beautiful, gradual revealing of himself and the truth of the Eucharist, the central and so important, most important teaching of our Catholic faith. So like Elijah in the desert, the world is dying from not knowing the truth of Jesus Christ. And in the Catholic Church, we have the Eucharist. What do we believe? The Eucharist is what Jesus is talking about and explaining to his followers in this gospel. The Eucharist is the flesh that he gives us for the life of the world. The Eucharist is the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus. But you know this, right? You believe this. You are here at the Holy Mass because you want to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. At least I hope so. Because you could go anywhere and hear a good sermon. You could go anywhere, well, maybe not anywhere, but a lot of places to get good music, good people to hang out with, good fellowship, lots of programs, lots of things going on. But here, there's something different going on, because we receive the Eucharist from this altar. Elijah needed to eat and drink so that he could continue to journey toward the mountain of God. He got up, ate and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked for 40 days to the mountain of God. For us, the Eucharist is not just food. The Eucharist is what purifies us from our life of sin. The Eucharist is the medicine against our desires to choose the world instead of God. The Eucharist is how we become imitators of God through the love of Jesus. The Eucharist teaches us how to see Jesus, who handed himself over for the salvation of the world, to see him in the world, in each other, within the church, in the sacraments, in our prayer, in all that we do to serve him. The Eucharist teaches us about the truth of the cross of Jesus that hangs in our churches, the crucifix. And Jesus, here on this crucifix, he literally offers his body and blood. The Eucharist is our food, our sacrificial offering, our door to eternal life. Jesus with us. The Eucharist is Jesus. And we must receive him. Did you know that there are many saints in the history of the church who lived for years on just the Eucharist? They did not eat or drink anything except daily communion. St. Catherine of Siena is one of those. Or others you may not have heard of, St. Nicholas of Flues, who was a hermit in Switzerland. And for 19 years, he lived just on the Eucharist. That's only a miracle, right? Why? Why would the Lord ask certain saints to do this? It's simple, actually. Because Jesus is enough. Jesus is always enough for us. For the world, in a time of history where there is so much going on every day, violence, war, sickness, a deadly virus, division of all kinds in the world, in the church, in our families, all around us, where people have stopped trusting in God, largely, and have stopped trusting in many things and prefer to distrust in ourselves. We need a collective turning of hearts, minds, and souls to Jesus. This is why we have the Holy Mass, our worship, and the great gift of the Eucharist. This is why we need Eucharistic adoration, perpetual adoration, in all, if not all, as many parishes around the world as possible. This is why Jesus taught this lesson today in this gospel, John chapter 6, in the city of Capernaum, in the synagogue there, in that city, in the middle of many teachers and people of that town, his disciples and followers, and said to them, "This is my flesh for the life of the world." If you read the rest of that gospel, which we'll read most of it, They mocked him. They fled. They called him a cannibal. They thought he was crazy. Not many people stayed in the synagogue after this moment. This is my flesh for the life of the world. The Eucharist, Jesus. Pope Benedict taught this. Pope Benedict XVI, he wrote an encyclical on the Eucharist, and he said this beautiful line. In the sacrament of the altar, the Lord meets us, men and women created in God's image and likeness, and he becomes our companion along the way. In this sacrament, the Lord truly becomes food for us to satisfy our hunger for truth and freedom. Since only the truth can make us free, Christ becomes for us the food of truth. This is the bread from heaven. This is Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.